God, that you would be honored and glorified through what is done here today. We pray that you would anoint everything that happens here, through these puppets, through these hands to praise, through the message. Be in everything. Help everybody, dear God, who has a part, to do their very best for you, and that you would work through them. We pray all this in Christ's name, and we thank you. Amen.
Excuses, you hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer, it's too hot.
And in the winter, much too cold.
And in the springtime, when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go.
Well, it's up to the mountain,
or down to the beach,
or to visit some old friend,
or just stay home and relax and hope some of the kinfolk start dropping in.
Well, the church benches are too hard,
and the choir sings way too loud,
and boy, you know how nervous you get sitting in a great big crowd.
Now, the doctor says you better watch them crowds, because they'll set you back.
But you'll catch that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax.
A headache Sunday morning, or a backache Sunday night, but by work time Monday morning, why, you're feeling quite all right.
Why, one of the children has a cold, pneumonia, do you suppose?
Why, the whole family had to stay home.
Just suppose that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, you hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, the preacher, he's too young.
Or maybe he's too old.
The sermons, they're not hard enough.
Or maybe they're too bold.
His voice is much too quiet.
Sometimes it gets too loud.
He needs to have more dignity.
Or else he's way too proud. Now the sermons,
they're too long, or maybe they're too short.
No way!
He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort.
Well, that preacher we got's gotta be the world's most stuck-up man.
Well, one of the ladies told me the other day,
well, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, you hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Heard this request, but my spirit is tired and I need rest. I want to hear from heaven a clear word from God, a sermon of conviction straight from the heart. I've been hearing other preachers say I don't have to change. Most eloquent of speakers tell me I'm okay, but it hasn't eased my conscience, and I know it's not the truth. So when you stand before us, can I count on you? Oh, preacher, you say you want to be my friend. Don't be afraid to call sin what it is. And preacher,
the Spirit lead. Preach until I've heard God speak to me. Don't worry about my feelings. Don't worry about my shame. Just preach the cross of Jesus and that I'm to blame. Oh, preacher, you say you want to be my friend. Don't be afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, afraid to call my sin what it is. And preacher, tell me I can overcome, but it's only by the blood of the Lamb. Don't tell me like I wish it was, preacher, tell me like it is.
He said, you must be said,
"You need to come tonight."
The Spirit grew stronger with every single passage he read.
I got saved when I heard what that
old time hellfire brimstone preacher said. I got saved when I heard what he said. He said,
"You better listen to what your preacher said."
Just a soldier of the cross, not afraid to pay the cost, and he'd gladly give his all for the call on his life. He's the shepherd of the flock, solid as a rock, and when things are at their darkest, he'll lead you to the light. You call him pastor, not an easy road, but it's the path he chose, and he wouldn't trade one soul for all the gold in this world. And you'll always find him there with a smile and a prayer. He lives to reach the lost and preach the word. You call him pastor, support your pastor, pray for him, and continue to lift him up.
Good. sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You are Another day, another fight. It always feels like an uphill climb. Another step, another mile. The story of your life. It's harder than you ever thought, and it costs you everything you got. When you're back against the wall, you feel like giving up. This is only a mountain. You don't have to find your way around it. Tell it to move, it'll move. Tell it to fall, it'll fall. This is only a moment. You don't have to let your fear control it. Tell it to move, it'll move. Tell it to fall, it'll fall. You gotta find a second wind. It's not as high as you think it is.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross, it's about my sin, it's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. Just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within.
Someone else. Amen. What we saw was was praising God through hands. That's a ministry that they've worked on and been able to praise God through their hands. And there's many ways that we can praise God, and that's just one. And but I was thinking about the most precious hands that we have as Christians, the most precious hands that we've seen as those of us who call themselves the children of God are the hands of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about that a little bit this morning. Won't take a whole lot of time, but wanted to talk about those hands and how those hands were the ones that were there creating in the beginning. And those hands were the ones that came to earth and performed the greatest of miracles that we could have seen. Those hands touched many people while he was here. They did many great works while he was here. I want to read just some of them. It says, "And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed."
Yes. Yeah.
And then it says, "And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you." and their eyes were opened. And Jesus came and touched them and said, "Arise and be not afraid." And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And they that brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye thus far." And he touched his ear and healed him. That's the touching hands of Jesus Christ. And you think about all the people that he touched, all the eyes that were opened because of his touch. All of the ears that began to hear because of his touch. All of the legs that began to walk because of his touch. The people that were brought back to life because of his touch. The laying on of his hands. The ones that were sick that became well because of his touch. The ones who were possessed of demons that were cast out by his hands. You think of all those precious things. You think of the storm that was calmed when he raised his hand and told it to be still. You think of all the things, the hands that multiplied the loaves and the fishes. The hands that break the bread and said, "Eat, this is my body, broken for you." Amen. Think about the hands of Jesus Christ. And I think about those hands, the most precious hands that ever could have come to this earth. And the greatest hands that have done anything for this world. And we pierced them. We pierced the very hands that came to touch us and to heal us and to make us see and to make us walk and to make us well again. We took those hands and we damaged them. You say, "Well, it wasn't us." Yes, it was us, because Isaiah says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. And so we took the most precious hands and we pierced them and gave holes to those hands. But you know what? He forgave us anyway. Amen. And those hands became more powerful through his death and resurrection. And he gave us another chance. And today he gives you a chance. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time, but I just want to say this. I wanted to point out the hands of Jesus Christ that went to the cross for you and for me. Amen. He came to heal us. And we didn't understand, but the healing of our sin, the healing, the forgiveness of our sins, the cleansing of our transgressions were done because those hands were pierced for us. Amen. And so I'm going to go ahead and have them come up and give a song. We're going to give an invitation. And today, those hands are knocking on your heart's door if you've never opened it. Those same hands, those precious hands that came and healed so many people and did so many great works and bore the sins of us, those same hands knock on our heart's door, and it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man shall hear my voice and open it, I will come unto him and I will sup with him and he with me." The same scarred hands are knocking on your heart to come in. And you say, "Well, how do you know? How do I know?" And y'all can help me out with this, and they're starting to play it. Y'all help me out with this. I know, because he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
met this blessed Have a need, you come this morning. I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Come and touch Jeremy as you come to pray with him. You touch him and you pray for him. Happened and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Whoever has a need, you come today and let the brothers and sisters touch you. Touch you on behalf of Jesus Christ. And let Him touch you with all faith, believing that what you're going through will have to move. And it'll have to fall, just like that mountain that moved and fell during that song that we saw. If you have a need tonight, this morning, you come and allow us to put our hands on you and lift you up to the Almighty God this morning.
Once from my poor sin-sick soul, Christ did every burden roll. Now I walk redeemed and whole.
What the healing hands of Christ has done for him. So this is Mike. Bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
He said he'd love to share what happened.
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank all the people in this church that know what happened. You knew there was a need, and you got down on your knees and you prayed for me. And I'm living proof that prayer works. Because you see, about 3 weeks ago, I died. I got up, We were having coffee with friends, and I walked out to my vehicle to get the food for my dog. And on the way back, my heart just stopped.
Think about that.
Like somebody reached up and turned off a switch. It just stopped beating. And the list of miracles that lets me stand here and tell you about it is amazing. 3 weeks before that happened, my wife got the feeling that something very bad was going to happen, that she was going to lose me. And she didn't know what was giving her that feeling. And about a week before this happened, the Lord put it on her heart to, I need to go back and look at my CPR. And she felt silly about it because she knew how to do it. But she went back and looked and refreshed her memory. And 3 days later, she broke two of my ribs, keeping me alive. Thank God. Thank God. And if it hadn't happened where it happened, if I'd fallen 5 feet short of where I fell, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. But she saw it, and she said it looked like somebody threw me into that porch. And I think somebody did. I think somebody did. And she kept me alive until EMS got there. And they hit me with a defibrillator and got my heart started. And they took me to the hospital, and I was there for 11 days. The first 4 days, I was in an induced coma. They had lowered my body temperature. They were trying to save my brain, because 9 out of 10 people that this happened to, within an hour, they're gone. They're dead. I'm number 10.
No, it's not the widow maker.
I'm number 10. And I am so thankful. I am so thankful. And there's two reasons that I'm here. And number one is that God wants me to be here. God's not done with me. He's not done with me. And I don't know exactly what it is He has in mind. But I know He's got something in mind for me. And every one of you in here, He's got something in mind for you too.
On day 4, He rose from the dead just like Lazarus. They told me they had no idea if he would survive or not. But
they didn't know if I was in there. They didn't know, but I was. But as I said, God has something in mind for me, and I'm asking Him about it, and I'm praying about it to try to figure out what it is. But don't be hard-headed like I was. My old head's hard. And He's had something in mind for me for a long time. But I've had my talents under that bushel. And I had to die to realize that He has a place for me. Don't wait for that. Don't wait for it. Because He's got a place for you too. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you for so much you've done for me. I'm Keep them in your prayers. They're in India right now, working in a mission. And it's a long way there and a long way back. Just keep the traveling mercies for them if you would. Thank you, Jesus.
He said He had to die to live. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to die to live.
Yeah.
Okay. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see, while going through this world.
There's still plenty of time to come. If you have a need that you need to pray about, you come right now. You come right now. Don't wait for it. Just come.
Go, I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me. Weary land and sun.
California. I said, no, this is home, Mom. Yeah, this is home. And I'm on my way. Bless you, Jimmy.
First of all, those youngins that was up here, boy, if that wouldn't light your fire, your kindling is really wet.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, me in here believes in miracles.
Amen.
Yeah. There you go. There's one. Here's one. Anybody here that's got Christ in their heart is another one. And some know and some don't. Thanks for your prayers. Keep them coming. I can feel them.
Yeah.
Some don't know. I just survived two cancers. He came down and got me April 16, 1978. But that's not the only touch. He touched us every day.
Amen.
Kidney stone big as a dime. Took it out first. Prostate cancer. He took it out the same day in another room. Had he not given me an ultrasound to locate the kidney stone, to take it out, they'd have never found the cancer on my kidney.
Yeah.
So he gutted me twice in 3 months. He tried to save the kidney. Tried to whittle it down and get all the bad out. It wasn't enough to function. That wasn't his plan. That was God's plan.
Yeah.
All of the bad stuff is gone. Prostate and cancer. I don't even have to have a treatment.
Yeah.
Go back every 3 months. But that's enough on me. We give God the credit.
Yes.
He touched me again and again and again. And I haven't been able to do much. But he's not done with me yet, just like Brother Mike here. And what a service, what a service. Bless everybody, I tell you what.
Bless you.
If you don't know that the pardon is forgiveness of sin, this is your time. Today's the day of salvation, kids. All you kids, you've seen walking miracles.
Yeah.
Just keep trusting. What a wonderful job you did.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord here, outside, at schoolhouse, anywhere you're at. He's there. He's there. Set an example. Ephesians 3:20 says he's exceedingly abundantly able to do more than we can think or ask.
Right.
We can even think or ask. And that's what he's done.
Yes.
But anyway, that's another story of a miracle. I appreciate your prayers. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
God bless.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
This past week that I went to work one day, nothing was going on, but I knew
God was preparing me. God might be preparing you for something.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Amen.
The thing about God is he's here right now and he's in tomorrow, right now. He's not going to be in tomorrow. He's there waiting for you. When I get in this next second, God's already been there for a second. He's been there for eternity. When we step into Monday morning, God's been there since the beginning. He's waiting for me to get there. He knows what's going to happen. He might be telling you that you need to get ready for something. He might be preparing you for something you need to do. If that's you this morning, you say, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. That's what he does.
That's right.
If you feel like God's telling you to do something, or get ready for something. This morning, won't you come and ask me?
Yeah. Amen.
Most of all, if God's telling you to get ready for eternity.
Amen.
That we see one more word.
Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on his name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in his love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true. Walking by our side, in his love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus, he's reaching out to you.
That's why we tarry a little bit, because we have a lot of needs that need to, sometimes it's hard to come on the first song and everything, so. But we're thankful for the hands that he has presented us, that even though we hurt him, he forgave us of our sins. And everything that they talked about physically, he does that spiritually. He said, behold, I make all things new. And he says, come, let us reason together, and though your sins be as red as scarlet, I shall make them as white as snow. And so we're thankful for what he does on the outside and the inside of us. And we've been truly blessed here this morning. Kids did a great job. Let's show them our appreciation with our hands this morning as we give them a round of applause. Remember to pray for Daniel and his wife tomorrow as they go in. They're set to deliver tomorrow. Is that right? Yeah. And you pray for them. So I've been told we do have at least one visitor that came with a list.